So soul searching in the community of Sanford there. The question of tweaking stand your ground laws in Florida and perhaps standing tough on new gun control initiatives in that state. But what is the national debate in a year during which so many gun violence incidents rocked communities around the nation? Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Where do things stand on Capitol Hill? The rhetoric has become actual initiative and hearings?
It has in some ways, John. There are parts of the gun control debate that are advancing and parts that look like they probably won't. Keep in mind, of course, President Obama in the wake of Sandy Hook came out big and strong on the bully pulpit, put Joe Biden on a commission about gun control, submitted recommendations to Congress. It was part of State of the Union. So the White House has really tried to make this a major political push. So there are a number of initiatives in Congress. Some are advancing and some aren't. And this is kind of a big week for gun control. Tomorrow in the Senate Judiciary Committee, a hearing headed by Senator Dianne Feinstein, the champion of the 1994 assault weapons ban. She wants that ban renewed, and there is a big high-profile hearing on assault weapons tomorrow. Now, is a renewal of the assault weapons ban, which expired in 2004, ever going to happen? It is looking increasingly less likely. There are a number of red state Democrats in the Senate, Democrats from the South in particular, who don't seem interested in voting for the assault weapons ban. John McCain, senator from Arizona, famously now told a constituent in Arizona over the break that an assault weapons ban will never pass the Congress. He might have been right about that. There just don't seem to be the votes for it. But there are other parts, John, of gun control legislation that may be advancing. On Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to mark up several bills, or at least they've scheduled a markup. It may be delayed for a week under the rules. But the point being, there are several other parts here that may advance. One is gun trafficking, straw purchases. Senator Pat Leahy is a Democrat. He's in charge of the Judiciary Committee. He wants to make it a federal crime. You know, John, if I'm not allowed to buy a gun because I'm a convicted felon or for some other reason, I might just get you to buy it for me and then give you the cash, right?
Right. These are all part of the loopholes, the gun show loopholes, the straw sale loopholes, this whole sort of gray area.
Right. And poorly enforced and in some ways not technically illegal under federal law. They want to change that, make those straw purchases illegal. That has a chance for advancing. Here's another part of this that people have really heard of, and this is the place where gun control legislation may have its best chance, bipartisan chance. Background checks, expanding the background check system. Right now, you do have to get a background check at a licensed gun dealer to buy a gun. The problem is that 30 to 40% of all gun purchases in this country don't take place at places like that. They're at gun shows or places that aren't regulated in the same way or between family members. There is a push on Capitol Hill, talks between Chuck Schumer, the Democrat, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, conservative Republican, to expand the background check law, and they're getting close. Now, they may not be ready for the markup on Thursday. That doesn't matter so much. The question now is, if they expand a background check to all purchases, Coburn and Schumer still don't agree on one thing. Do the gun dealers then have to keep a record of all gun purchases in perpetuity? If that gun is used in a crime, the federal police or the police want to come back and trace that gun. Conservatives say no, that amounts to a registration program to track all guns, and law-abiding gun owners don't want to be in a federal database. Democrats say if you don't do that, it's not a true, meaningful background check system. They've agreed on quite a bit of things to expand background checks. They want to do it, but they're not quite there yet, and that's going to take a little bit more time.
And the question of high-capacity clips and all
also
those
mix,
other
yeah.
things also in the mix. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.